Welcome to Decide to Transform. You made it to level 2, deeper questions leading to deeper answers. I'm Tomas Garza, and I'm here to help you decide to transform. I'll be setting the pace for the process to support your unfolding. Learn and commit to a practice that brings simplicity and awareness of what is ready to be released. Join me now and allow the experience of a deeper sense of love. Welcome. Welcome to Decide to Transform. I am your host, Tomas Garza, and this is Om Times Radio. Thank you so much for joining me today. April the 14th, and we have an excellent show on tap for you today, and one that's very, very timely as we're coming to you live here worldwide, and that is the topic of healing the mind, healing the mind. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. Just to preview what we're going to go through today, we have got three listener questions that are excellent that we're going to hear. And these are people that have written into the show. Actually, a couple of these are general questions that a number of people have asked me over the years, and one specific. And we will get some answers to some pointed questions and some very, very good thought-provoking questions on the concept of healing. We'll talk about ways that you can practice it in your daily life, and we'll get to enjoy some direct quotes from World Spirituality on the topic of healing. So it's an excellent show. You'll want to stick around for the entire duration of it. And we are going to be here together for 1 hour. So wherever you're listening from all over the world, I know that people are out there listening in South America, in Europe, and Australia as well, Asia, including North America. So wherever you're tuning in from, I really thank you for joining me. And I thank you for all of your kind words and for listening to the show. This is one of the things that I wanted to do when I created a podcast in the first place, is I wanted to reach more people with my message and my experience, in the hopes that there may be people, plenty of people out there like yourselves, that will benefit. So thank you for tuning in. And honestly, I hope that everybody is holding up well as can be expected, knowing that the coronavirus pandemic was not something that any of us saw coming, and it has really, really changed our world in a very short period of time. It has forced us to reorganize our daily lives, for starters. It has forced all kinds of schedule changes. Perhaps you've undergone severe changes in your work environment. Maybe you're now working from home, or maybe your job has been eliminated, or you've been laid off, right? I don't know what your particular situation is, but there are so many people out there that have been impacted by this in profound ways. And what I want to offer you today is some information and some encouragement. And I think that, in fact, I know that the topic that we have in store for you today is going to help you in some way. So as you listen to the ways that people practice healing, what I want to invite you to do, as with any time I go through a list of things on here, take what applies to you. Take what applies to you, because every solution that I offer is not going to be an ideal fit for you and your situation. So I invite you all to parse out what resonates with you and go with that, because every little bit helps. When it comes to a practice like healing, and I will explain that I do mean it's a practice, it's very important to give yourself some grace. So if you take nothing else away from the radio show here today, it's give yourself some grace and some patience. It's very, very important that you do that, because in 21st century life, clearly, we have a lot of information coming at us, and it's very easy for us to feel overwhelmed. It's very easy for us to become swept away in a tide of information, of conflicting information, misunderstandings, misperceptions, and get carried away and stressed out and overwhelmed. And if you're feeling that way, that's perfectly understandable and it's perfectly okay. And I do want to invite you to give yourself some grace, because everybody's doing the best that they can right now with the tools that they've got. So let's give you some more tools. That's the aim for today. Last week on the show, we looked at the topic of critical self-care. The title of the show is Critical Self-Care, The Art of Remaining Calm. So I invite you, if you've not listened to last week's show from the 7th of April, to go back and listen to some of the ways that you can practice basic meditation, including very simple, very effective breath meditation to help calm you and to help create some mental space for yourself to make different decisions. It's very, very soothing, very comforting, relaxing, and it helps people to clear up mental space so that when you're triggered, not if, but when you're triggered the very next time by someone that annoys you, or a situation that annoys you, or a piece of news that annoys you, or stresses you out, or makes you angry, or something, that you have some space so that you can choose to behave differently, to respond differently, so that you become more responsive as a human being rather than simply knee-jerk reactive. Go back, and if you've not listened to that, I really invite you to do that. So let's talk then about today's topic of healing, because this is something that people hear quite a bit about. And if you are involved with a spiritual practice or spiritual tradition or the conscious community, as I suspect you are because you're listening here to Om Times Radio, this is going to be a subject that you see coming up a lot. And if you didn't see it before the pandemic, you will now see it coming up all the time. It may be coming up in your social media. You may be working with people that are healers of one capacity or another, and you may be one yourself. And if you are, I hope you tune in, because I will be helping you as well as a practitioner to deepen your own understanding, to be able to serve your client base, your customer base, and the world indeed in a more comprehensive way. Because I'll tell you what, nobody ever learns as much as the teacher. That's very, very true. So when we think of the concept of healing, in the world at large, we often think of the physical body. I grew up in a medical family, so that's really what I thought it was. My father is an orthopedic surgeon in Texas, and still practicing, by the way. And my mother was a registered nurse and a trauma and ICU nurse. So you can imagine our dinner conversations when I was a kid. It was not your typical dinner conversation about, hey, how was your day in school? Yeah, I'm so happy your friend got to come over today. And well, you know, when's your geometry test? No, oh, it's tomorrow. Have you studied? No. Are you going to study? No. Right? None of that. It was blood and bodily functions. So it's a bit of an aside. I won't go into any of the details of that. If you come from a medical family, you can imagine this is what we talked about over dinner. And it didn't faze me at all. So I've never been one of those people that becomes squeamish when people sit down to a meal and somebody begins to talk about something medical, especially a condition or an unfortunate situation that has befallen somebody. It was very bodily centered and a very body, physical body centered life. Modern medicine is allopathic, so rather than treat the cause, the root cause of disease, it treats only the symptoms. Now, there may be some exceptions, and If you are an alternative practitioner or healer, then I'm very happy that you've joined me today. And if you're not listening live, then I'm very happy wherever you are down the line that you've picked up this podcast and you're listening to it. The body is not all there is to healing. It's more. It's much more than that. And when we look at it in that way, on a deeper level, we come to understand that healing is an inside job. Like I say, that transformation is the inside job. Healing is also internal. Now, the results of a healing practice may be seen on the physical level very much. If you do something to relax yourself or to calm yourself or to reorganize yourself from a state of stress to a state of non-stress, in other words, if you change your mind in whatever way you do it, or change your mindset even in the moment, if you're able to do these things, if for example, you experience a headache when you're stressed, or a stomach ache, or you feel tension in your neck, for example, you may feel that tension greatly reduced with some form of healing practice. You may even find it gone altogether. So physical results are possible, but it's not the ultimate aim. When I'm talking healing, and when other practitioners, such as Reiki practitioners or other energy healers talk about healing, they are talking about healing at the internal level, at the level of the mind, mental, emotional, spiritual, psychological. The body may heal, and it's not the only point. In fact, it's not the main point. Healing is of the mind, and it's very much, as personal transformation is very much, an inside job. So something that I would love to have everyone bear in mind is that every moment is an opportunity to heal. I've talked about this in various different ways here on the show, and that is the fact that every moment of every day is an opportunity for us to choose. We get to. Not we have to, we get to. We have the opportunity and the faculty of choice. And we're so fortunate and so blessed, no matter what spiritual tradition you come from, we are so fortunate to have this ability. Because what it enables us to do is course correct. It enables us to change our minds in the only time that we can do it, which is right now, the present moment. This is the practice of mindfulness, is bringing our awareness to the present moment where we can choose to heal. We can heal the mind, but we cannot do it yesterday because yesterday is gone, and we cannot do it tomorrow because tomorrow has not come. And we spend, if we think about it as human beings, the vast majority of our time and energy and thought process in either the past or the future. And we beat ourselves up, don't we, for things that we have done in the past. We rehash old conversations. We rehash old relationships, jobs, and situations, and tell ourselves, well, if I had it to do over again, I would have done this differently. Or people often experience a sense of regret that they didn't make a different choice. But you can't make that choice 3 weeks ago, because 3 weeks ago has come and gone. It's the past. What you can do is choose to change your mind right now. Now, on the other end of it, we often spend time projecting into the future, thinking about what we're going to do next week or next month, or making plans. And in fact, you may be making plans right now for what you're going to do when all of your stay-at-home orders are lifted wherever you are. I have most certainly, even this morning actually, drifted off into plans of where I'm going to go and where I'm going to travel to, when I have the opportunity to travel. So it certainly does happen. But the point is, right now, in the present moment, we have a choice. We can choose love or we can choose fear. We can choose to heal or we can choose to remain the same and to remain sick, frankly. Separated, cut off. And now more than ever, the importance of human connection has come to the surface. Now that we're unable worldwide to gather in large groups, we're unable to attend concerts together, we're unable to attend sporting events together, you may be unable to attend a church service or a crowded yoga studio with other people. We cannot go to bars and restaurants for the most part. Now that we're unable to do this, the importance of the connection becomes paramount. And what that means is that right now, there's never been an opportunity while we all can, while we do have the space, and while we do have the time to go in and think about that interior work. This is something that I've always said. And healing is, in fact, a process. It's a process and something that we commit to. In the introduction to this show, I talk about committing to a practice that brings a sense of awareness of what's ready to be released. This is, in fact, a healing practice. It's something that you commit to over and over again in the present moment. You show up. And this is very much personal transformation, spirituality. It's all very much intertwined. And it's about how we show up moment to moment, situation to situation, and how we show up to lead. So we're going to take a quick commercial break here. On the other side of the break, we'll hear a very interesting listener question and go over some quotes from World Spirituality about the practice of healing. Stick around, you're listening to Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, author of Decide and host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. I want to ask you, if you want something in life, have you decided on it? If not, you'll listen to a limiting story about yourself. You will say you can't, you're too old, too young, etc. Decide to transform in life. Learn what you can choose to believe instead of your limiting stories. Decide. Available now in paperback and ebook.
Did you know that you have the power to change anything in your life? Did you know you can do so even with the things that you've already decided are impossible to change? Come join me, Venus Castleberg, on Outside the Impossible as I interview people from around the globe that have literally changed the things they thought were impossible to change just by using the amazing tools of Access Consciousness. Now airing Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Do you dare to believe that anything really is possible?
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Decide to Transform. I'm your host, Tomas Garza, and we've got a great show in progress here on healing the mind. And before the break, I told you we would look at some listener questions here that really are very, very cool. They're very good, and I'm excited to read the first one for you during this segment of the broadcast. But before I do that, I want to talk a little bit more about some things that world spirituality all have in common. Every world spiritual tradition is working on the interior of people. It is working on the hearts and minds of people. And whatever tradition you practice, if you practice one, if you practice several, or any mix of them, they're all something to do with healing. You will find in every tradition some really great quotes about healing the mind, not just the body, but also the mind, the spirit, and what that involves and how you can partake of some of that. And I've selected four of them here to read for you. I want to read them, quote them, and talk about them. Now, these are quotes that you can find anywhere online. In fact, a Google search of healing and enter spirituality, enter healing, or a world tradition such as Buddhism or Christianity, Islam, A Course in Miracles, whatever it is, there's going to be something that pops up, and there are really interesting images with inspirational quotes in there that are easily accessible. So I want to call that to your attention if you're ever feeling like you're needing a little healing boost. Now, we'll talk later in the broadcast about methodology and things and practices that you can do and that I highly recommend that you do to help heal your mind. So, A Course in Miracles, the spiritual tradition A Course in Miracles, says a couple of things about healing specifically that are worth talking about here. And the first of those is, all healing is essentially a release from fear. Okay, all healing is essentially a release from fear. That is very poignant and very powerful, because it's true. This is what healing is all about. If you are feeling afraid, that's okay, right? It's perfectly normal. We're all human. But healing is about bringing a sense of relief so that something that frightens you, startles you, however you want to describe it, no longer does, that no longer has the effect on you. So, an example of how you might practice this form of healing is working with an energy healing practitioner, for one. Also, it could be that you have a story that you want to tell, that you have a message or some sort of a teaching that you would like to get out into the world. And if you release that, expressing it, it's a form of healing. So this is a very interesting one. All healing is essentially a release from fear. So anything that causes us in the present moment to choose love instead of fear is healing. Also, A Course in Miracles goes on to say, every situation properly perceived becomes an opportunity to heal. I'll repeat this one here. Every situation properly perceived becomes an opportunity to heal. And that is so true. That is so true. As we said before the break, every moment of every day gives us an opportunity to choose love or to choose fear. We can choose to respond lovingly to a stressful situation and understand that lovingly may mean walking away and not dealing with a stressful situation or a stressful person, a stress-inducing individual in our lives. That happens to all of us. Something's going to happen to trigger you, and the more you're able to bring your awareness in the present moment to how you can use this opportunity to heal, then you'll be able to do that. And when you do that, that is when transformation begins to occur. And it's all literally one small step at a time. It is indeed a mistake for all of us to put the onus on ourselves to achieve total, wholesale, massive transformation in 15 seconds. Yes, it's possible that a blinding flash of light will appear before our eyes and will be completely enlightened and awakened. Technically possible. Likely? I don't think so. So we have to bring this about and in fact induce it, and this is a practice of healing. Also, the Course says, the Course in Miracles we're referring to, that if the mind can heal the body, but the body can't heal the mind, then the mind must be stronger than the body. Very interesting. Okay. I'll repeat this one from the Course in Miracles here. If the mind can heal the body, but the body can't heal the mind, then the mind must be stronger than the body. So let me say that if you're skeptical about this, that's absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. I always say, and I say it in my book, Decide, I say it here on the radio show and in my social media, Facebook Lives, I'm not expecting everybody to believe every single thing that I say. If it doesn't resonate with you, it doesn't resonate with you. But remember, we talked before the break about how going to work on your inside, healing the mind, the spirit, emotions, can help bring about physical healing in the form of reduced stress. Now, you may not find that it's going to heal a broken bone. However, if you have the ability to go see a surgeon to heal a broken bone and get that set, then do that. And we have the opportunity in the 21st century in many places in the world to have access to modern medical care, and you may live someplace that you do not, but you know, you do have, many of us, the opportunity to do both. Now, healing is of the mind. The mind is very, very powerful. So this brings up the first of our listener questions for today. And it's very good, relating to the mind and the body and their interrelationship in the healing process. And it's from Michelle from Orange County, California. Michelle, thank you for submitting the question, and I hope you're listening to the show live here. So the question from Michelle is, can the reverse apply? And by reverse, she's referring to the mind healing the body, and then by reverse, the body healing the mind. Can the reverse apply where a person heals the body, then feels better in the mind? Well, yes, in fact. Yes, that's possible. In the short term, it's certainly possible. But if we cut ourselves and we're bleeding and we apply a Band-Aid and it stops the bleeding, we may, of course, mentally feel better. We may feel more relaxed, reassured. This is only an example. Perhaps more confident and ready to go back out and tackle whatever it was that we were doing when we cut ourselves. That is just one very simple example. But it's only short term because nothing to do with our physical bodies lasts. Nothing at all. I know that most of us like to go through life pretending that is not the case. But if we're truly mindful and aware, there will always be a realization that the present moment is right now, and 10, 15 years from now, our physical bodies are not going to be the same. Now, some of us might be in much better shape. That would be great. And some of us might not be, right? If we identify solely with the physical body and not the mind, not spirit, not God, source, whichever spiritual term you would like to use. I'm talking about it in universal terms here. If we identify only with the body, we will experience pain and we will experience loss, because this body is a compound organism made up of mostly water and some other materials. And short-term benefit can heal the mind, but it doesn't last forever. And the real reason here is that a mind that identifies purely with the body is in fact cut off from love. And how do I mean that? Love is abstract, isn't it? It's not something that is easily defined. It's a feeling, and more importantly, it's an experience. In fact, love is something that is lived, and we can try to parse out in our world and in our literature and in our songs, in popular music, different kinds of love. But the reality is, all expressions of love are maximal. This is a direct quote from A Course in Miracles, by the way. All expressions of love are maximal. In other words, they're the same. As people say, love is love. Well, yes, it is. That's absolutely true. It's all there is. And love is abstract. Therefore, as an experience, it doesn't necessarily have to do with the physical body. And of course, the physical body does not last. And yeah, you can choose not to recognize that, and I don't advocate that anybody go about fatalistically looking at life as coming to an end or anything like that, but most spiritual traditions do teach us about the impermanence of everything in the world, and it's a very important lesson, and it should be hitting home for everyone right now during a global pandemic. And it should illustrate the value of doing the internal work, and I hope that it does for you. So, mind is most definitely preeminent. So, yes, while a person can bring about physical body healing and feel better temporarily in the mind, if you change your mind and change your experience to be predominantly about love instead of fear, that, in fact, is true healing and induces a whole new outlook on life, because it brings about a completely different experience that maybe you have not been used to. So, one more quote here, and this is attributed widely to the Buddha, the historical Buddha, and that's, everything heals. Your body heals, your heart heals, the mind heals, things heal, your soul repairs itself, your happiness is always going to come back. I love this quote, I'll repeat it, and attribute it again to Shakyamuni Buddha. Everything heals, your body heals, your heart heals, the mind heals, wounds heal, your soul repairs itself, your happiness is always going to come back. I love that because it brings to mind the fact that right now in the present moment, we all have the opportunity to choose. We can choose to continue doing what we've always done, headed down a path of fear and a path of stress, right? Some of us more so than others, right? We've all had our experiences of pain in this lifetime, and that can vary widely. But if we do the internal work, if we make a decision to heal the mind, and we will talk further in this broadcast about ways that you can do that, if we make the decision to do that, then our happiness is always going to come back. We might be stressed out and frustrated and angry and sad today, but it doesn't have to be a permanent condition. We can get swept away in this. Everybody's been swept away in this. I've been swept away in it. I've suffered depression in my life. I have suffered all kinds of mental hardship in my life. And really, who hasn't? We all have. to one degree or another. But what's important is that we make a decision to move away from that. And if you find yourself thinking today, wherever you are, whatever you're thinking and feeling right now, if you find yourself thinking that there's got to be a better way, that there's got to be an easier way, you are right. You would be 100% right. In fact, you're absolutely right. There is a better way. And this show is something that I am happy to put out there for you as something that offers alternatives. There are other alternatives. There are some wonderful spiritual traditions in the world, great spiritual literature, and a great number of practitioners that are available to help you and assist you and help you work through your healing journey that will help provide you with valuable emotional mentorship, which sometimes we all need. Right? Because we're wandering around making mistakes left and right as human beings, we all do need an example. We all are in need of a teacher, human or non-human, doesn't matter. We're all in need of a teacher or someone to show us a different way. And there are many of those people living throughout the world, and so much that you can take advantage of, but it begins with a decision. And there are dozens of ways to practice healing. What I'd like to do for you is go through some of the most common and some of the most practical ways that if you have not explored their healing capacity, then you can do that, and I invite you to do that. We're going to do this on the other side of a short commercial break, and these may be things that you have not thought of before. And if that's the case, then I invite you to stick around. You'll get a lot out of this. We'll be back after these messages here. You're listening to Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. Thank you for listening. You know, there's only so much we can cover on a one-hour show. If you'd like to hear further from me, I happily offer personalized teachings. Get your very own voice recording or book a one-on-one consultation. Ask a burning question and gain clarity on achieving massive transformation in your life. Details available on my website, tomasgarza.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Decide to Transform. I'm your host, Tomas Garza, and wherever you're listening in the world, thank you very much for joining me. We've been talking about healing the mind today, and we have enjoyed a few direct quotes from world spirituality about the practice of healing and heard a really, really interesting question from Michelle in Orange County. Now, to submit a listener question for the show, I would like to invite you to send me an email, and my email address is Tomas, T-O-M-A-S, at tomasgarza.com. Feel welcome to send me an email, and I love to read listeners' questions because you may be wondering about or pondering something that someone else on the other side of the world would also like to know, and you never know how much impact you're going to have by simply writing me and having me read a question for you on the air. So I want to absolutely invite you to do that. It's Tomas at tomasgarza.com. Now, we do have, in this last portion of the broadcast here, a couple of other general questions that a number of people have asked me over the years. Now, before we get to those, and they're very, very interesting, before we get to those, let's look at ways that you can practice healing. And if you're just joining me, by this I mean healing of the mind, not necessarily the body, but healing of the mind, the emotions, the spirit, mental, emotional, spiritual, psychological healing, internal. And I've stressed throughout the broadcast that it is a decision that we make, that we get to make in every moment of every day, to choose love instead of fear. Choosing love brings about healing. So how do we do this? Well, you may have a yoga or a meditation practice. This is certainly one way. It is a way that I personally have made great use of in my lifetime, particularly the practice of seated meditation. And I know that there are plenty of people out there that practice meditation to great effect and with great benefit in their lives. And you may think, oh, well, you know, that's really just not for me. And that's okay. There are many other ways, too, that you can practice healing. And some of these, we might not have thought of the deeper import and the deeper impact of these practices. And these are all things that I'm going to read off that you can do every day and take what applies to you. Meditation and yoga are certainly healing practices. Physical exercise in almost any form is a healing practice. And this could be lifting weights. This could be a walk in the park. It could be cardiovascular exercise like running, swimming, biking, hiking. Whatever it is, that can be a deeply mental, emotional healing activity. Getting out in nature, if you can, when you can. You may be living in a place where that is not possible, where hiking trails have been closed off, where parks have been closed. Here in Arizona, we're fortunate that that is by and large not the case, and I hope that it does not become the case. But when you're able to do that again, you may find that that is a great way of healing, of releasing stress. Any activity that you can do that resonates with you, that you like, that you love and enjoy, is going to bring about a healing component. Reading a book is going to bring about a healing component. A bubble bath is going to certainly bring about a healing component. It is. Gardening, if you're a gardener, you'll know that that can certainly bring a tremendous amount of healing. So, do you have a hobby or a craft? Are you a quilter? Do you like to sew? Are you an artist? That brings about a great amount of healing. Are you a painter? Are you a writer? Are you any form of visual artist, a sculptor, a woodworker? Art and art projects. Are you a musician? That these all provide a way for us to work through and release stress. And you'll notice not one of these requires you to partake in any organized spiritual tradition or religion. These things can be done completely independently of going to church, of going to a synagogue, a mosque, a temple, whatever that looks like for you. This can all be done from wherever you are, regardless of the circumstance. Now, we talked before the break about telling a story and getting something out of your system. Telling your story can be a very, very good way to heal, because sometimes we all have had the experience of having something that's just bursting inside of us that we really, really, truly want to get out. And when you cannot express that, when you cannot release that energy, it can be stressful and build up and even cause physical disease. Stress and a stifling is not a very fun energy to be in. And expressing yourself and your truth can be a way to get something out of your system. All of the activities that we just mentioned are good for that. Really, anything that makes you feel a sense of relief is healing. Remember earlier in the broadcast, we talked about healing bringing a catalyst of energy, divine energy, a boost, so to speak, also a sense of relief. So anything that brings you that sense of relief and enables you to choose, consciously choose love instead of fear in the present moment can be said to have tremendous healing effect. And again, you don't have to wave a magic wand and be instantly better. And we know better than that. It takes practice, and healing is in fact a practice, and oh so worth it. So whatever applies to you from this list of things that you can do, then I really want to invite you to take what applies and just run with it. It's a perfect opportunity right now while we're quarantined or under shelter-in-place, stay-at-home orders, whatever your country, state, jurisdiction calls it, and we're all being ordered to stay at home, with certain exceptions, of course, depending on where you are, but it's an opportunity for us to re-examine. And I hope that you have taken the time to re-examine. I do. I really, truly do, because it's a great opportunity that has presented itself right now worldwide. So many ways that you can practice healing. And one of those that we have not talked extensively about is working with someone who is a professional healer. You may be one yourself, or you may know people that practice Reiki or any other recognized healing modality, even people that practice modalities that are not officially recognized like Reiki. Working with a healer is something that is an option for you, and you may consider. If you've done it before, then you will know that there are certain benefits that can accrue if you commit to a healing practice, if someone works for you, with you, and I don't like to say on you necessarily, but if you prefer, what they're doing is they're serving as a conduit for divine energy. What they're doing is serving as a conduit, a communication device, if you will, for love, and pouring it into you. That's really effectively what's going on. And in my own energy healing practice, what I do is work remotely with people. You don't have to be in a room with me. Of course, that's not possible these days anyway. You can be doing whatever you're doing in life. You can be driving a car. You can be asleep. You can be in another country and another part of the world and still receive an energetic benefit, because healing is an energy boost and a sense of relief. And when I do it, I perform a healing for someone. And then what I do is I pick up the phone, I pick up my iPhone, and send them a voice recording right away for what came up. Because what may happen is that there may be things for you to pay attention to. There might be messages from the divine, there might be things that you need to focus on that come through during the healing very clearly. Now, personally, these, for me to do an energy healing for somebody takes between 5 and 20 minutes. Some of you may have experienced some that are longer than that, and that's okay. Everyone does it differently. The principle of the matter is we're providing you with a sense of relief and some mentorship and some guidance, which I give to you in the form of a voice recording. Also, then we can schedule a follow-up phone call to get any clarification of questions, things like that that you might have. That's just the way I do it. And if you've never worked with an energy healer before, and if you are in a position where you think that might really work for me, that might really benefit me greatly, then I invite you to do some research, ask these people questions, ask me questions, send me an email, visit my website if you'd like. It's tomas@tomasgarza.com, and I have some information up there about how I conduct it. Feel free to check that out and check out other practitioners as well. This is something that is always timely. It doesn't have to be a pandemic, because this is something that we always need as human beings, is bringing a sense of healing to the mind. It's always worth it. And consider some of the benefits of healing yourself, whether you work with an energy healer like me or not, whether you engage in meditation or yoga or one of the other practices like gardening, walking, a hobby, whatever it is, reading a book, listening to music that relaxes you. Yeah, heavy metal could relax you. I don't know. Whatever it is that works for you and makes you feel energized, alive, and more in a sense of love than fear, then go with that. The benefits are to yourself. That's obvious, right? It should be obvious that working on yourself will benefit you. Here's something that we don't always think of, is that it also benefits everyone around us. If you are under quarantine or some form of a lockdown with your family, let's say there are 5 of you in the house, you, your spouse, and 3 kids, someone's going to get on your nerves. And if there's somebody in the house that's doing deep inner work and taking this time and the opportunity to look within and to heal, then that is going to raise the vibration of the entire household. People will start behaving differently because you're showing up differently. So there is most definitely a leadership component to this, and I'm inviting you to take that lead. Couple of general listener questions that I want to get to here before we go. One of them, this is something that people have asked me over the years, is how do you know if you're healing? Right? In other words, how do you know? Right? What are you looking for? Well, I would invite you to ask yourself how you feel. Bringing about healing will almost always involve you feeling better in whatever form that takes. It could be a sense of relief and lightening emotionally. If you had been carrying some emotional burden or emotional baggage, you may find that that has lessened or disappeared entirely. That's one way that you can tell. Are you saying different things? That's one way you can tell. Observe your behavior. Are you behaving differently? Have you created mental and emotional space so that when somebody in your household gets on your nerves, you no longer respond the way you used to? Is there that space? Are you treating people differently? And something you can easily observe if you're treating people differently, if you're not aware of that, they'll start treating you differently and responding in kind, something to pay attention to. That's a sign that healing is working. And that's another general question that I've often been asked is, well, how do you tell if a series of healings is working? Well, you know, if you have a chronic physical condition, such as arthritis, while you may not be necessarily experiencing any relief of that just from a healing practice like we've been talking about, but you may. And that would be a sign that it's working if you do. But what else would be a sign that healing is working? Do you feel more energized? Do you feel more free mentally and emotionally? Do you feel like you're able to stand in your truth more now than you did, say, last week or last month or 10 years ago, whenever it is that you began to practice a healing-inducing activity? What has changed? What has transpired for you in your world? Something to pay attention to. These are all ways that you can tell that whatever you've decided to put into practice is working for you. And in conclusion, I really want to stress to you that it's always worth it and that you can begin to heal the entire world, first yourself and then your family and then radiating out to the entire world. You can begin to heal the world by offering yourself the gift of healing. And I thank you very much for joining me today. This has been a pleasure to have you on, and I appreciate all of your comments and words. We're going to see you next week back here on Decide to Transform. Have a great, safe, and very healing week, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.